से योगा की ट्रेनिंग दे रहे हैं, तो हम सभी उनका दिल से स्वागत करते हैं, अभिनंदन करते हैं। अभी तक आपने 20,000 से भी ज्यादा लोगों को, जो कि विभिन्न वर्गों को योगा में ट्रेन किया है, और उनके ट्रेनिंग गाइडेंस के अंदर 500 से भी अधिक युवकों को योगा टीचर के रूप में तैयार किया है। और आप योगा गंगोत्री नामक एनजीओ, जो कि एक योगा ऑर्गेनाइजेशन है, उसके आप फाउंडर प्रेसिडेंट हैं, और पिछले 15 साल से समाज की आप सेवा कर रहे हैं। तो अभी हम सबको बहुत सुंदर एक्सरसाइज कराएंगे। ओम शांति।
लेट अस क्लोज अवर आईज gently. Let us be aware of our body. Be aware of our all parts of our body, from foot to head. Let us be aware of our breath. Let us announce the length of the breath. Inhale deeply. Exhale slowly. Let us have the beautiful sound, the universal sound to our breath. That is Om. Inhale deeply, then chant Om. Vibration in the body. One more time, Om. Let us join both the palms together and place them on the chest. Called Namaskara Mudra. Evoke the bhakti, positive emotions, and just listen the mantra, the universal mantra. Om Sangachatvam Samvadatvam Samho manansi janata deva bhagam yata purve sanjanana upasate sanjanana upasate sanjanana upasate. Let our thoughts be positive. Let our journey towards the well-being of all, let God manifest in all our endeavors. Slowly, gradually, open our eyes. We thought to practice yoga we required plane, floor. Now we are all sitting in the chair. It's very difficult to teach yoga, but still we will have a practice, some simple practices. As you sit in chair, let us rotate and give movement to our neck. As you inhale, stretch back. As you exhale, bend forward. Inhale, stretch back. Exhale, bend forward. Slowly, with awareness. Yoga is the practice with awareness. Body mind integration is yoga. Just feel what you are doing. Slow down, then slowly towards right side. Right exhale and inhale. Left exhale, inhale, come straight. Exhale, straight. Exhale, then straight. Exhale, then straight. Relax. Relax. Now let us rotate fully. Big circle. 1, 2. One round breathing and one round of head rotation. Big circle and feel the neck region, all side, right, back, left, front. Feel all four sides of your neck, the stretching and compression. Then slowly anti-clockwise, counterclockwise rotation. Big circle. Then slow down the practice. Feel the neck region, some relaxation. Now let's go to rotate our shoulder. Slowly rotate like this. As you inhale, push back. As you exhale, bring it forward. Inhale. Exhale. Be aware of your breath. If you do any rotations, any practice without breath, that will just be a physical practice. So if you practice with breathing, with awareness, that is called yoga. Slowly. As you inhale, expand your chest, the lungs. As you exhale, contract your chest. Then same way, counterclockwise, big and slow circle. And you should do it with relaxation. Do not take any extra effort. Big circle, slow down and relax. Be aware of your both the shoulders and raise your both the hands forward. Stretch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And 10. Now rotation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Anticlockwise. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and come back slowly. Now we'll have some practices in standing also. We can all do some standing practice. Now, we have five layers of our existence. This physical body is the first layer of our existence called Annamaya Kosha. All this practice, what we do, rotations, exercises, asanas, all this for physical body. That is, next level is the Pranamaya Kosha, the energy which exists in the body. Now we are going to practice few techniques for physical body, then we have come to the pranic body, pranamaya kosha, the pranayama practice. Now we'll do some practice for physical. We have done till up to this joint, okay? We'll address this joint also, waist joint. Anyone facing the severe back pain, you can do it very slowly, okay? Then big circle. Big rotation, your waist, and one round of rotation, one round of breath. Inhale, exhale, one round. Inhale, exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Then anti-clockwise. One, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Now we'll go to the little down, this joint, the knee joint. Many people of us are facing the knees problem. Okay? Just give some rotation. Slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, as much as you can. 9 and 10. Then counterclockwise. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. See, any part of our body, physical body, the formula is, if you don't make them work, they will lose their ability to work. Please keep in mind, anything, if you take a vehicle, if you use it properly, it keeps on using it. If you stop it, it will lose its ability to right. Yes, sir? Yes, sir, no? Yes. Similarly, this body is also like that. The organs of the body is also same. If you keep on working, if you make them work daily, so they'll be working for a long time. See, that is what yoga is all about. Every day we keep working, we do some exercises, do rotations, so they'll be active. Okay? Now, let us raise our leg. Hold like this, if you can. Who is there in between, you can come this side. Or you can come here also, front side. Like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now you can use some breathing also. Open your mouth. Exhale. 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 If you are doing so much good work for yourself, there is no smile on your face. All of you are doing very seriously. Why? No serious practice. It's joyful practice. Yoga is joyful practice. We keep smiling, while you are doing, open your mouth, exhale, throw out all the toxin from the body, from the breath. Yes. Now like this, hold like this.
One.
Exhale. 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 Rise as much as you can. There is no compulsory in yoga. This much only you have to do it. You can do it whatever you can. Exhale. 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 Now sideways. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. Okay. What is our lifespan? Anybody can tell what is our lifespan? Huh? 100 years. You are all sure that you are going to live for 100 years? Rise, how many of you are sure that you are going to live for 100 years? So, our lifespan is total number of in-breath and out-breath. When we born, we took a deep in-breath. When we go out of this world, we just breathe out. So lifespan is total number of in-breath and out-breath. If so important the breathing is, we need to address it. You have to think how breathing should be. How breathing should be? How your breathing should be? The pattern of breath. A pattern of breath should be deep and long. Sorry, deep and slow. As you breathe deep and slow, so long you live. As you breathe fast, so fast we die. This physical body I am talking about. Okay? You can take the animals in the nature. Which animal is breathe fast? Their lifespan is so short. Take a rabbit. How fast it breathes? It lives only 4-5 years maximum. Dog, little slower than the rabbit, it lives 10-12 years. Take an elephant, it lives 150 to 200 years. His breathing is deep. Yes or no? Say, think other way. In which time and all you breathe fast? Yes. When you get stressed, you breathe fast. Then, when you exhaust, you breathe fast. Then, when you get fear, you breathe fast. When you get fear, you breathe fast. When you go depression, you breathe fast. When you go depressed, you breathe fast. Yes or no? Then what these states and all? These states all are not our nature. Yes or no? Anybody wants to be fear? No. Huh? Anybody wants to go to depression? No. We want to be calm and all the time. Yes or no? So our calm, our all the time, the breathing should be deep and slow. If we are deep and slow, breathing means we are at natural state of being. Okay. Then yoga will make to correct our pattern of breath. So deep and slow. For that we have few techniques, let us practice, they are called yogic breathing techniques. Yes, very important, scientifically, our body should synchronize with the breath. Okay, I'll demonstrate one breathing technique. Stand like this, foot together, body straight, interlock your fingers on the chest and keep it, like this, relaxly. As you inhale, take forward. Fully you have to inhale. As you exhale, bring it back. Feel how you are feeling now. Inhale. Exhale. Continue this 8 to 10 rounds. Inhale. Forward. Exhale. This is one technique. The other technique is together. Inhale. Stretch up. Exhale. Now feel the capacity of breath you are breathing. Yes? Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in. Continue. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Very beautiful. Relax. Now the next technique is hold like this. Breathe in, expand your chest, breathe out, go ahead, breathe in, feel the increase of the lungs capacity when you breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. Breathe out. One more. Breathe in. Breathe out. Relax. Per minute, how many number of rounds you breathe? Though below 10, it is healthy. If it is cross 10, you are little stressful. If it is cross 15 and above, it means you are under stress. So practice this every day. This will make our breath deep and our body relaxed. The mind also will be calm. Okay? Given short time to practice yoga, we practice every day 2-3 hours. So for us, given very less time, anyhow, with the less time, we are going to have few more techniques. Since today's subject, value-based research for ecological and social harmony, in yoga also there is many techniques taken from the nature. Okay? So one technique called Vrikshasana, taken from the nature, called Ruksha, standing like tree. Can we all try this? Stand on one leg. Try this. This will balance our body, activate our brain, if you practice Vrikshasana. Very nice. Okay. Rise. Keep practicing Vrikshasana. Slowly come down, then go to left leg. Stretch upward. Come back, relax. Like this, many techniques are there. Rabbit technique, dog breathing, tiger breathing, then Parvatasana, Bhujangasana, all these names have taken from the nature. So, to build the harmony between the social and ecological. So, let us sit the ground to conclude this session. I thank you, Brahma Kumaris, for giving this opportunity to come all the way from Bangalore to demonstrate yoga, and we are very pleasure to attend this conference. this is called Vajrasana, diamond posture, taken from nature. Sit straight. Then we address physical body, the pranic body. Now we need to address the mind, Manomaya Kosha. So calming down is our process. Keeping the mind calm is our nature. If we keep our mind calm, the body also will be relaxed and long. Relax your whole body after few practice. Close your eyes. Let us close our eyes. Yoga is mastery over the mind. Manah prasamanopayaha yogaha. Yoga is a skillful technique to calm down the mind. Let go all the thoughts from the mind. Good thoughts, bad thoughts. Empty your mind before you get into any new thoughts. And watch, be aware of your empty mind. There's nothing in the mind called dharana. Have a beautiful smile on your face. Experience the state of bliss. Feel the state of nothing, just being with blissful.
Om Shanti. Thank you very much, Adarniya Nilkanth Aradhya Ji ka. Bahut bahut dil se dhanyawad, shukriya. Taali baja karke hum dhanyawad dete hain aapko. Bahut sundar yoga aapne karaya. Aap Bangalore se padare hain. और पहली बार ही आप पधारे हैं. बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया, धन्यवाद आपका.